The room froze. Catherine was sure that someone would pounce on Nick for his mini tirade. She was wrong. In fact, Martin had the audacity to look at his watch and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, but I've got another meeting. Let me know if you need my input." And he left. Catherine was perfectly prepared to call any of her reports on destructive behaviors that might hurt the team, but she didn't think the first opportunity would center around her. That made it more difficult, but necessary nonetheless. The question was whether she should do it privately or in front of the rest of the group. "Nick, would you rather that we have this conversation right here or one-on-one?" He stopped to consider her question carefully, fully aware of what was about to ensue. "I guess I could be macho and say if you have something to say, go ahead. But I think we should have this one alone." He actually smiled, but only for a split second. Catherine asked the rest of the group if they would leave Nick and her alone. "I'll see you this afternoon at the staff meeting." They gladly left. As soon as they were gone, Catherine spoke, but in a confident and relaxed way, far more in control than Nick had expected. "Okay. First of all, don't ever slam one of your teammates when that person isn't in the room. I don't care what you think of Mikey. She is part of this team, and you have to take your issues to her directly or to me. You're going to have to make that right." Nick, all 6'3" of him, looked like a seventh grader in the principal's office, but just for a moment. Then he regained his frustration and shot back at Catherine. "Look, I've got nothing to do around here. We were supposed to be growing much faster by now and getting involved in a lot more M&A activity. I can't just sit around and watch this place..." Catherine interrupted. "So this is about you?" Nick didn't seem to hear her question. "What? This acquisition, it's about you wanting to have something to do?" Nick tried to backtrack. "No, I think it's a good idea. It could be strategic for us." Catherine just sat and listened. And like a criminal being interrogated, Nick started to spill his guts. "But yes, I am completely underutilized here. I moved my family halfway across this damn country with the expectation that I might someday be able to run this place, and now I'm bored, helpless, and watching my peers screw this thing up." Nick was looking down now, shaking his head out of both guilt and disbelief at his situation. Catherine calmly addressed his comment. "Do you think you're contributing to screwing this thing up?" He looked up. "No, I mean, I'm supposed to be in charge of infrastructure growth, mergers and acquisitions, and we're not doing any of that because the board says..." "I'm talking about the bigger picture, Nick. Are you making this team better, or are you contributing to the dysfunction? What do you think?" "I don't think you're making it better." She paused. "You clearly have a lot to offer, whether or not you ever run this place." Nick tried to explain. I wasn't trying to say that I want your job. I was just venting it." Catherine held up her hand. "Don't worry about it. You're allowed to vent from time to time, but I have to tell you that I don't see you stepping up and helping people. If anything, you're tearing them down." Nick wasn't ready to buy what Catherine was saying. He argued, "So what do you think I should do?" "Why don't you try telling the rest of the group where you're coming from? Tell them what you just told me, about feeling underutilized and moving your family across. That doesn't have anything to do with whether we acquire Green Banana or not." They both smiled for just a moment at the ridiculous name. Nick continued, "I mean, if they don't understand why we need to be doing things like this, then maybe..." He hesitated. Catherine finished his thought. "Maybe what? Maybe you should quit?" Nick was hot now. "Is that what you want? If that's what you want, then maybe I will." Catherine just sat there, letting the situation sink in for Nick. Then she said, "It's not about what I want. It's about you. You have to decide what is more important, helping the team win or advancing your career." Even Catherine thought she sounded a little harsh, but she knew what she was doing. "I don't see why those have to be mutually exclusive," Nick argued. "They're not. It's just that one has to be more important than the other." Nick looked at the wall, shaking his head, trying to decide whether he should be mad at Catherine or thank her for forcing his hand. "Whatever." He stood and left the room.